Is it ethical for researchers to keep human embryos alive in their labs longer than 14 days to study them? An influential scientific society says, yes, it could be. This upends a decades-long taboo on studying human embryos in lab dishes for more than 2 weeks. And it's just one of several controversial recommendations the society made today. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has been following this and joins us now. Hey, Rob.
Hey there, Elsa.
So this all comes from an organization called the International Society for Stem Cell Research. Tell us more about this group.
Yeah, sure. It's a very highly respected group of scientists whose guidelines influence researchers, regulators, and governments about what should and shouldn't be allowed. And now they're saying the so-called 14-day rule could be scrapped. And that's a big deal because that rule's been an internationally recognized scientific kind of a red line for decades. Mm. Scientists should not keep human embryos alive in their labs for more than 2 weeks. And that's to avoid opening a Pandora's box of ethical and moral issues. But Robin Lovell Badge at the Crick Institute in the UK says it's time to rethink that.
When you ask, is this ethically bad? Well, you also have to put the opposite. Are there ethical issues for not doing research in that period? And I think many of us would argue that there are. In many ways, you could argue it'd be unethical not to do it.
Because Lovell Badge argues putting embryos under a microscope as they continue to mature beyond 2 weeks could help scientists learn all sorts of really important things, like how to treat infertility, you know, prevent miscarriages, eliminate birth defects. And the group stresses two big caveats. The general public must agree, and every experiment must be carefully monitored to make sure it's absolutely necessary to learn something really important.
Okay, but that's not the only controversial recommendation this society made, right? Like, what else are these scientists endorsing?
Yeah. They're also endorsing the creation of what's known as embryoids. These are living entities that scientists have learned how to grow from human stem cells that are quickly getting closer and closer to naturally conceived human embryos. Scientists think they could solve crucial mysteries about how a single cell develops into a human being. And this group is also giving its stamp of approval to chimera embryos. These are embryos that are part human, part animal. They're made by injecting human stem cells into animal embryos. The goal is to someday breed animals like pigs and cows with human hearts, livers, and kidneys for organ transplants. I talked about this with Inso Hyun. He's a bioethicist at Harvard and Case Western, and he helped write the guidelines. Hyun says scientists should be required to make sure the human cells don't end up in the wrong places, like, you know, the animal's brains.
Nobody wants a chimeric embryo to grow into a part human, part animal thing that has human cells from head to toe mixed in.
Wow, I can't even imagine. Okay, so what has been the reaction so far to these new recommendations?
So, you know, Elsa, many scientists and bioethicists are praising these new guidelines, you know, for laying out how to carefully let potentially groundbreaking research progress with clear guardrails to keep anyone from going too far. But, you know, others worry that this just sets the stage for just that. Here's Ben Hurlbut. He's a bioethicist at Arizona State University.
We should all be troubled by how subtly and yet dramatically they've expanded the range of what they deem to be acceptable for technologies that touch upon the most fundamental dimensions of being human and cross boundaries that have since time immemorial been treated as morally fundamental.
But Rob, I mean, ultimately, these are just guidelines, right? Like, do you think they'll actually have any real impact?
Well, you know, they could, you know, especially in countries that don't have a lot of restrictions of their own, a lot of laws and that sort of thing over what scientists do. You know, in the U.S., the federal government is prohibited from funding research involving human embryos, but those experiments can be done with private money. And the NIH has been waiting for these guidelines to help decide whether to lift a moratorium on funding experiments involving those part human, part animal chimera embryos we talked about earlier.
That is NPR's Rob Stein. Thank you, Rob.
You bet, Elsa.